Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Every day we learn something new.
We're basically teachers.
Professors? Students? Oh, you want to say, I feel like I learn something almost every day by doing the radio show.
I feel like I teach something every
day. Oh, yeah? Yeah, there was a story. Who was the guy who toured the prison?
Some member of parliament toured the prison outside of Montreal where like Paul Bernardo is.
Yeah.
Basically, I think he was trying to do some getcha moments where he was going to try and make the government look bad for giving all the prisoners cushy living inside the prison. I don't know if it was as cushy as he thought it would be.
And he even said something like, I went into Paul Bernardo's cell.
Yeah, he went into Paul Bernardo's cell in this prison. Says they came eye to eye.
Do you think they really did?
The prison officials say that absolutely did not happen.
Oh.
I don't think they would let Paul Bernardo near you.
Yeah.
But the one thing he pointed out is that this prison in Montreal has a hockey rink in it.
Yeah.
Like it has boards and everything. And in his argument is, why on earth are we letting notorious criminals have access to that kind of recreation?
Yeah, when kids today can't even get ice time.
And then the prison official said that there is a rink boards in there, but they haven't flooded it.
Yeah.
In a couple years. So no one's playing hockey on this thing. And then a bunch of people started texting in who
work in prisons
yeah. or have spent time in prisons.
Ooh.
And said that it is very extremely common that most prisons across Canada have some kind of rink in it.
Yeah.
I
don't
had
know.
No clue.
I believe that, you know, if there's a future for you outside of prison, like if you are showing signs of rehabilitation,
yeah,
and one day, you know, you're going to have to live a normal life again. So they have to give you some of those. And I'm going to do air quotes here, luxuries.
Yeah, like being able to play hockey or basketball or tennis or like something like that.
To keep your mind occupied. They got to keep you busy somehow so you don't burn the prison down.
Yeah.
So I do understand that aspect of it, but there's certain people you're like, eh. Really? Why are you taking university classes? Why are you playing hockey? You're never going to see the light of day.
Yeah, you got 5 life sentences. You ain't going nowhere, pal.
Yeah.
And that's where I can understand. And then some people pointed out, too, is like, so a lot of murderers with access to skates.
Knife shoes.
Knife shoes.
Yeah.
So that part is a little weird. I'm sure they have some kind of system figured out. We don't hear a lot of prisoner dying via hockey skate.
Well, and I got a text too. I think the person's name was Curtis, who said they worked in a federal prison for 25 years or something like that. And the inmates did play hockey. And once a year, there was an inmates versus staff hockey game.
I want the tickets to that one.
On the knifey shoes.
Oh, I want tickets to that game.
Yeah.
A few elbows going up, some sweet chin music being dished out in that one, I bet.
Can you imagine?
I don't know. So weird. I had no clue that there was hockey rinks in prisons in Canada. But it makes sense. Like you said, and you hear it all the time, you can't treat prisoners like prisoners. You have to treat them like people. That's how they rehabilitate into functional members of society.
Exactly.
Otherwise, they're just some caged animal you let loose one day.
But I can see how there are probably certain people who are like, my kid can't get any ice time. He's probably better off going to prison if he wants to make the NHL.
And I wonder if it's a job to be a prison Zamboni driver.
Oh, Oh,
they just train a guard to be both a guard and Zamboni driver?
Well, the person that said, I think it was the same person that said there was the inmates versus staff game, said that the rinks are all looked after and maintained by inmates.
Oh, that makes more
inmate
sense.
Inmate labor, but it's still taxpayer money. And I think that's where people probably have a problem with this.
God, I am kind of fascinated by prisons.
Yeah, why don't you go?
Why don't I just go to one?
Yeah, why don't you just marry a prison?
Have you ever watched that show? It's on Netflix, The World's Worst Prisons.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Oh, it's easy to get sucked into that one.
Oh, my God.
The wild swings it takes. There are some where like, they're just loose.
Yeah, like a lot of South American.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're just loose in a giant yard, and you're like, oh, this seems like a nightmare.
Fend for yourself.
Like, you're in there with lifers.
Yeah.
Who have nothing to lose. And then there are ones in Europe where they have full kitchens. They cook themselves full meals. They have access to knives and all this stuff. And it works out just fine. Prisons fascinate me.
You're listening to The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! Loop City.
Loop City has 27 locations in Alberta. Zero of them are in prisons.
Loop City. Why don't I just keep singing while you talk about Loop City?
Would it be worth it to start a 28th location inside of a prison, labor, oil change? Maybe not.
You know what? My beautiful bride, her dad and her brothers are all corrections people.
That's a tough life.
And her dad's long since retired, and he talked about it all the time, how you would take your car there and the inmates would do
maintenance. Oh my God, they actually do it?
Oh yeah, they would do, it's like, yeah. They'd have a shop and they would do some basic maintenance on your vehicle.
Wild. Well, again, that's the rehab thing. But
yeah, so maybe there is a future for Loop City to open a location inside a prison. Why not? 28th location. Why
not? I mean, the 27 they currently have, not in prisons.
No. Yeah, those ones are all outside the walls.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough. Yeah. Not in prisons.
So if you want to find a Loop City, again, not inside a prison, go to lubecity.ca.
Oh, I hope Loop City doesn't hear this.
No, they totally don't hear this.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
It was awesome today to, we've never really featured any of your original music on the show before.
Yes, I'm a very talented saxophonist.
Yeah, you just learned to play, right?
Yeah, I was self-taught in about, I would say about 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it's amazing what you can learn on YouTube now.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly, just two guys watching the world go by.
Bryce, I want to play this. This is from, I think this is this from your first album, Hungry for Smooches, or is this from the follow-up, Hard Butter?
This is from Hungry for Smooches.
Yeah.
It is. You can tell because of how sensual the horns are there.
This is when you first learned to play saxophone, right?
That's right. Little known fact, when I did this, it was without a shirt.
Yeah.
Chest hair flying.
So when you have a minute, go to your local A&B Sound and pick up Hungry for Smooches on LP and cassette and 8-track.
Available, at HMV, A&B Sound, and libraries everywhere.
But the reason I'm playing this clip from Hungry for Smooches is earlier this morning, we were just talking about So he was a military guy?
Yeah, like...
This is unbelievable.
So it was an Air Force employee and retired Army lieutenant down in the United States who was looking for love.
Yeah.
As we all are. And he went to a dating website. Thought he was talking with a gal from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
They got to talking about the war going on over there, and she asked him some questions. He said, hey, let me show you how powerful I am. And sent some, shall we say, important documents.
Classified documents.
And apparently the Army looks down on that. You can't send them, even if it's for romantic purposes.
And now he's staring down the barrel of a 30-year prison sentence.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoops.
So he was totally hungry for smooches.
Oh, he was dying for smooches.
So we were just talking backstage and thought we should discuss on the... How far have you gone to impress somebody? And I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, for smooches. Maybe it was for a promotion at work. I don't know. Maybe you were trying to impress a boss or something.
Maybe you're trying to impress your friends.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Somebody said on the topic of what have you done for smooches, It's called Hungry for Smooches.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 22, I worked with a girl I had a bad, bad crush on. I found out that her and her friends were going camping. I had never camped in my life, so I went and bought a bunch of camping stuff on a high-interest credit card and coincidentally just happened to be camping at the same campground as her that weekend.
Oh, you sly dog.
I walked past her site about 20 times. She waved at me once or twice, but I'm pretty sure I creeped them out. And I was never invited to hang out with them.
Ooh.
I cringe when I think about this now, here in my mid-40s, Dave. Yeah.
Dave with A-plus effort.
Well, or is that bordering on Stocky McStockerson? I don't know.
Not getting the wave to come join them
I know.
In their campsite, that stings.
Oh, yeah.
All these years later, still stings.
You just keep walking, Dave.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This is from Bryce Kelly's. This is from your first album, right? Your first solo saxophone album.
Yes, very sensual album, very romantic.
Called "Hungry for Smooches." That's the name of the album. This track, track number 4, side 1. It's called "Our Eyes Met Through the Crack in the Bathroom Stall Door."
The way all true love stories do.
Yeah. Well, this is good. And you had just learned to play saxophone at this point?
Yeah. You can't tell in this recording, but I did this lying on a bearskin rug.
Uh-huh.
Wearing nothing but a smile and a saxophone.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait for the documentary. We were just talking... The reason I'm playing this track from Hungry for Smooches is we were discussing that earlier. Like, how far have you gone to impress someone? Whether it was... you know, a romantic interest, or maybe you're just trying to impress your boss or the cool guy that lived down the street. We've all tried to impress the cool guy. Wasn't there an episode of Seinfeld where George got into mountaineering, mountain climbing, because he was trying to impress Elaine's boyfriend?
Anyway, yeah, maybe it's a boss, maybe it's a lover, maybe it's a friend.
Somebody said it was a week into summer vacation. I was hanging out with the cool crowd at the school, nice. Like one does. I wanted to impress the cool boy with the BMX bike that had custom pads on it.
Ooh.
You know, be the cool girl. So I was riding with no hands, and my bike slipped out from under me on the gravel, and I broke my arm.
Ooh.
He didn't even help lift my bike off of me. Some old guy driving by helped me and walked me to a nearby house so I could call my mom. Spent the entire summer with my arm in a cast, and BMX boy never paid attention to me again.
Wow.
Wow.
Very hard to wheel somebody after you break a bone in front of them.
Yeah.
That's expert level romantic behavior. If you can pull after breaking a bone in front of somebody.
Yeah, but you know what's wow. Expert level DB? Not helping.
Yeah, maybe dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Oh, more piano. Oh, there you are. Mm. So we're featuring music this morning from Bryce. This is your first solo instrumental saxophone album called Hungry for Smooches.
That's right. I was still finding myself. I was a young saxophone player at the time.
This track is called Hey, You've Got Something on Your Tonsils. I'll get it.
It's called My Tongue, in brackets.
Yeah. That's disturbing. Ooh. Again, yeah. You were naked when you recorded this?
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
This one, though, I was going full Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a t-shirt on.
I think that that's a look that women appreciate. The guy with no pants and the short t-shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good look.
Anyway, we're just talking about how hard you've gone when you're trying to impress somebody. And it not necessarily somebody you're romantically interested in. Maybe you're trying to impress your boss, your coworkers, a neighbor down the street. I don't know. But some of these stories are spectacular, like this one right here. This is from Wendy. It says, first, I am a lightweight when it comes to drinking. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the taste of alcohol.
I like where this is going.
But I was working as an office temp at the time, and I hardly ever got invited out with the people I was working with. So when they invited me, I said yes. Someone bought a round of shots for the table. Everyone cheered, and I reluctantly tossed mine back. It immediately all came back up on the front of my jacket and the table. It got pretty quiet at our table for a minute or two. I was so humiliated. I wonder if they still talk about me there.
They do.
Yes, Wendy, they totally do.
They absolutely do, just not in the way you hope they talk about
you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Remember that woman who barfed all over herself?
I don't know if she barfed or if just the shot. Wendy, can you clarify? Did you barf or was it just the shot that came back up?
In my head, when I'm playing this video, it's dinner time in reverse. That's how I vision this playing out.
Mm-hmm. Tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. Wow, that just got really graphic.
Oh,
man,
mercy.
I am impressed. Like, this is your debut album, hey?
It was.
There is a real sexy swing to this.
Oh, that's what Winnie the Poohing will do to you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This one's from Todd. This one not only makes my hands sweat, but I cringe, too. It says, my neighbor came home one day with a used travel trailer. He was struggling to back it onto his driveway, so I went over and confidently offered to do it for him. By the look on his face, he was totally relieved. I proceeded to misjudge the length of his driveway and put a tent trailer through his garage door. I had no business backing another man's trailer into his driveway, and I proved it to my neighbor and three or four other neighbors that came to see what the commotion was all about. If you're wondering, yes, I paid to have his door repaired, and we're still friendly to each other to this very day. Thank you, Todd.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I'd like to talk a little bit more this morning about your side hustle. Everybody's talking about how hard it is to make ends meet these days. Everything's more expensive. But you have cooked up some creative ways to put a few extra dollars in the bank. We had a woman on yesterday who talked about she just started looking after people's dogs. Like one dog at a time, every other week kind of a thing. She didn't want to be drowning in dogs and cats all year. But she works from home. And she said, I think she said she made about $8,000 to $10,000 last year just looking after people's dogs. And then I think I said on the radio, why don't you start looking? You're working at home. Why don't you look after a dog? Make a few extra bucks. And then somebody said, OMG, why not take care of someone else's dog? I am dog sitting for a coworker who went overseas for a month. She was stuck, had no one else to look after her pug. I didn't ask enough questions. It's a female pug. She is not fixed and went into heat. Oh, the joys of going to buy doggy diapers and keep them on for about 9 days and going for a walk two times a day when it's cold. Don't think I would offer to do this again. I'm on my last week. The coworker is back March 7th. Dog diapers are a thing? I had no idea.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We've been discussing side hustles. It's tough economic times for a lot of people right now. And it's not just groceries. Everything got more expensive.
Yeah, I even saw gas is $1.46 this morning.
I know, that's nuts.
Like, what?
So I just asked the question yesterday, what are you doing for a side hustle? How are you making a few extra bucks? Rush says, stocks, buy high, sell low. Rush, I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
Buy high, sell low?
Yeah.
That's not how it works?
No, Bryce, that's not how it works.
Well, that explains a lot of my problems.
Somebody else said, I work in a veterinary hospital during the week and dog groom on the weekends.
Ooh.
I make about $60 an hour doing dog grooming. Great side hustle. But do you ever get sick and tired of being around dogs?
Just the hair flying everywhere, dogs nipping at you the whole time.
Oh, this one came in yesterday. This is a pretty good one. My grandparents spend winters in Arizona at a large resort where there are a bunch of other seniors from Edmonton and area. Because of them referring me, I now have 7 houses I check in on all winter. I don't shovel. I don't do maintenance. All I do is collect mail, flyers, etc. Make sure the furnace is running and the place isn't flooded. I make about $1,200 a month just checking on people's houses.
Oh, wow.
My boyfriend and I are going to Europe this summer. That's how I'm paying for it. Emily.
$1,200 a month just to collect mail, basically.
You just go walk into people's houses. Yep, everything looks good here and you leave.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty sweet. And if there is an issue, I mean, it's not your house. You let them know and then you walk back out the door.
Probably call somebody, I guess.
Man, that's a good one. You do that over the course of 6 months?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My name's Garner Andrews. Welcome to the show, Shane.
I talk about side hustles.
Yeah, you got one going on?
I do, actually. My side hustle, so my original side hustle was I would direct market things from my farm. So like meat and eggs and that kind of stuff.
You were selling meat and eggs kind of like at the side of the road?
Yeah, like we go to like farmers markets and like online and then delivery and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then that turned into our full-time job. And now with the price of everything and the way things are going, that's gone back. My side hustle during that time was I did industrial safety as a contractor.
Industrial what?
Safety.
Industrial safety. Okay.
Yeah. So I just like a couple days a month, but you know, it paid like $400 to $500 a day. So, you know, you get 4 days in that. That's a pretty good little bit of side money. And, yeah, now the way things are, my farm has now gone back to my side also, and I do industrial safety full-time.
Wow.
I just waffle back and forth.
Yeah. Do you hope to one day just be back full-time in the farm business, though?
That's the goal. Is going to be I'm going to eventually just move far away from people and not have to do anything anymore.
As a guy who has lived his entire life, well, almost my entire life in a fairly major city, is it hard to become a farm guy?
And I grew up in West Edmonton. So, like, I grew up in West Edmonton Mall, pretty much. And, like, to flip and come out to the farm, it was a bit of an adjustment. But, like, thinking about it now, I could never, ever in a million years live in a major city center again. The conveniences are nice, but you just get to, you know, you get used to not being able to go out at 11 o'clock at night and go pick up a burger from McDonald's. It's just not something that you do.
Yeah, instead you just go out to the barn and you got beef.
Well, and that's the thing then, right? It's like, oh, geez, I'm so hungry. I guess I just have to eat something healthy.
Okay, Shane, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.